This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today we begin the final message in an 8-week series on the word believe. Doesn't seem possible we would take 8 weeks to talk about one word, but we have. We've talked about I believe what I believe makes me what I am. We talked about the belief-centered person. We talked about the biology of belief. We talked about belief language the next week, the incredible result of believing, the paradox of believing. Last week we talked about all or nothing thinking, that Jesus is either everything that he claimed to be, he's all that he claimed to be, or he's nothing. Today we talk about receiving, believing, and becoming from John, the first chapter, as we continue this series with the last message in an 8-week series called Believe. There are a lot of terms we use in our culture that people have no idea the origin of the word. The word is aerobics. Most people have no idea that that phrase was coined by Dr. Kenneth Cooper of Dallas, Texas, a medical doctor who was concerned about his own weight, his own physical condition. He describes himself, he said, "I was just dying on the vine, deteriorating with no exercise, continual weight gain." He was just talking about his situation. And so he came up with some systems and programs for himself so that athletes and people around the world are using his program, Kenneth Cooper's weight loss, Kenneth Cooper's exercise program. He wrote a book called It's Better to Believe, which I love the title because for a couple reasons, he's a believer in Christ. But number two, I've been in an 8-week series that ends today on one word, the word belief. And so I begin this last message with a quote from his book called It's Better to Believe, where he talks about the two kinds of belief that some of you have never thought about before. He said there are extrinsic beliefs and there are intrinsic beliefs. What does that mean? Extrinsic means from outside of you. It has more to do with your head than it does your heart. Intrinsic beliefs are things that really have changed the way you live. You know, we began this series 8 weeks ago with the lyrics to Rich Mullins' song, "I believe what I believe makes me what I am." You are the result of what you believe as a man, a woman, or a young person. What you believe about people impacts how you treat people. What you believe about your husband or your wife impacts how you treat them. What you believe about your coworkers impacts the way you relate to your coworkers. And what you believe about the Lord Jesus Christ impacts everything else. Because as we studied recently, if he is the way, the truth, and the life, nothing else matters ultimately than knowing the person who claims and made that claim to be the way, the truth, and the life. We're going to look at a passage of John today in the first chapter that's referred to as a Christmas passage because it talks about Jesus becoming flesh. He's referred to with the title Word, W-O-R-D with a capital W. Jesus is the Word in every sense of the word. The word logos is the Greek word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, Jesus, was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And listen to verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, be sure and listen tomorrow to part two of this final message in the series called Belief.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.